dead. Dead.
Hello, everybody. Oh, shit.
That
that's way
so
too
loud.
Hello. Hello. Probably just leave that shit in there, maybe. I was just about to start talking about how, like, everyone loves us and we've been getting so much love.
You never mind. Scared me.
Welcome back. The craft beer is dead. Yeah, I'm Chris, speaking entirely way too loud.
I'm deaf.
Yeah. So this should be a very one-sided conversation. If you just go ahead and pan.
It usually
your...
is.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I am Bree, the pint-sized traveler, accompanied by...
Is Chris Face. Yeah, we're here with some beer news for you. We are going to go ahead and let everyone know that this will probably be our last episode of the calendar year 2021.
Because we got ish to do.
Look, we got a lot of stuff piling up, and we love you guys, and it's super awesome, and we want to make sure that we're giving you a solid product. So for that, we need to focus on our personal things, and then once the holidays are done, we'll meet you back on the other side, or we'll see you next year, as they say.
We have lots of fun stuff in the works, and when we come back, we'll be in the countdown of Orlando Beer Week, and lots of cool stuff going on, so we'll keep you posted.
Exactly. So without further ado, what do we usually do in the beginning of this whole thing?
Talk about Bush and Bev?
Just kidding. Or Boston beer? Which one is it? Which one do you got, stories? No, we're jumping into some beer.
Yeah.
So luckily, our good buddies over at Ology were super dope and on their way to the Civil Society anniversary. They stopped by and dropped off a whole bunch of goodies for us.
Oh, this looks lovely.
Yes. This is their Stacks on Stacks. It is the Black Stack Brewing collaboration they did. Hazy double IPA fermented with Citra and Sabro, which I don't hate. I fucking love Sabro, and I know it's a very polarizing hop, but I'm very excited to be able to have some.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's dope.
I mean, it's very dinky citrusy on the nose. And
Okay. Go on.
And fucking delicious.
All right.
Did you try it?
Not yet. Actually, I already had one, to be honest. I have had one of these already.
You bastard pants.
Not today.
Dipping in the stash.
Anyway.
Not today.
Not today. No, Ology is super dope. If you're ever up in the Tallahassee area, they have multiple locations. And then you can also do some curbside pickup from them as well if you're still feeling a little unsafe these days. They have astronomical Axolot. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And that is a blueberry cheesecake Berliner. We have the Alpine, which looks fucking dope. It's an imperial milk stout with chocolate and mint, as well as some of their more standard things like Hop Fusion, Systematic Chaos, and they also have this Indeed Stacks on Stacks. So go check them out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you want to kick off with some stories?
Why not? So, you know, Sonic, the restaurant?
I know the Hedgehog.
Well, he is not coming out with a seltzer, but fucking Sonic is.
I'm not. Okay. This reminds me of that. I've been sent so many videos from people that I guess it was like an SNL thing where they were making fun of how many people are starting seltzers. They were like, oh, yeah, I'm drinking JCPenney.
Yeah, actually, I think that was like one of their last one or two episodes. I love SNL. I hate to say like I watch it religiously. So I think it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I just hate that everyone and their mom is sending it to me and be like, are you suggesting we should start one? So,
that's pretty funny. I mean, have you been into Total Wine or ABC lately and gone in the back? Because it looks like a seltzer truck fucking blew up in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty crazy. So do they have any information on flavors and stuff? Or
no, but I'm assuming it's probably going to be their, don't they do those ices, the Sonic ices?
I forget what they call them, but yeah, it's their like rebuke to the fucking Dairy Queen thing. Yeah. I don't know, man. Everyone has to be known for something, so that's their version of it. Well, bless you. We got to get a sneeze. We have a cough button. We don't have a sneeze
I'm allergic
button.
To this bullshit that is the seltzer epidemic. And I just
Well, I heard through the grapevine that it might be Cheesy Tots. It might be liquid blue raspberry blah blah blah
chili flavor. Corn dog.
Oh my god, actually I would try that.
Would you?
Yeah, because
I mean, we've had the fucking ranch beer and all these other goddamn things. So what's the difference?
If you could nail that, as much as I hate the sound of it, I would respect the shit out of anyone who can make a chili cheese dog
edible
seltzer.
And taste like it.
Yeah, I just don't want the texture. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Looking forward to never trying that.
Right.
So good luck on you if you want to go try that at Sonic.
If they sell it at 7-Eleven, you'll be able to get it delivered to your house in an hour or less through Drizzly.
So. All right. I was just thinking too, like, are there complications to the fact that, okay, so Sonic's like a drive-in, like, sit at your car, wait for your food thing? Are they encouraging, like, imbibing and driving?
So I don't think they're going to sell it at their places. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's going to be one of those things that they sell, like, just
bold fucking move, Cotton. We'll see how that goes. Can't wait.
Bold fucking move, Cotton.
All right, well.
I always forget. What is that from?
Well, I think it was Dodgeball, where it's just like, yeah, they're doing this. He's like, it's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Because you say it all the time, and it's always, like, properly placed and pretty funny. So I just wonder, I always forgot what that was from. It's pretty funny.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm using it correctly, because I feel like it got stuck in my brain at the age of 12. So sorry, everyone out there who has to constantly hear that shit.
Oh, man. You mean us?
Yeah. Sorry. Mostly you. So have you heard of NFTs?
I don't know.
So I don't, a non-fungible trade or something like that. I definitely have that wrong. There's no way I got that right on the first try. But it reminds me a lot of like when crypto was coming out and everyone's like, but there's no money. How is it money if there's no money?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So NFTs, and again, I'm sure we'll get tons of messages about how wrong I am on this, but my basic understanding of this is that it's a digital image or artistic piece.
Oh, and then you can sell it online. Oh,
so
I know what you're talking about.
The original, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So personal opinion aside of the fact that I don't understand what the value is, but cool, that's awesome. That
doesn't
mean that
you could buy it and you can use it as a logo. You can use it, like, then you own like the rights to that image too, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think whatever it is, it's making people money, right?
Yeah. A fuckload. Actually, there was like a 14-year-old who's made a couple $1 million off of it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And then now there's
just in the news.
There's digital real estate that's for sale and all that stuff too, like, especially with the metaverse coming out. And so it's an interesting time. So obviously, bigger brands are going to start focusing on it. Budweiser actually launched their first NFT collection. It sold out in an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And all they are basically, I'll show you here, it's basically just images of their cans. Like, nothing we couldn't do
here. Well, those
look
fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It just looks like, you know, a propped beer photography photo, like a stage shot. That's all they really look like.
Intro to graphic design.
Yeah,
tempo
exactly.
Work. So they probably had a bunch of interns slap these together. So they not only did they sell out in an hour, they actually resold at 75% markup. So the first ones were going for $499, and then they've now resold for upwards of $999. As the average being anywhere from $700 to $1,500.
Oh my God.
Which is insane, because essentially what that did was just pump them full of $95,000 by just getting some interns to blow some shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they probably held some little competition in the workplace, and the ones that won, they posted and made a shitload of money. And those employees probably didn't get any of it.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, exactly. They're going to be like, so can I put that on my portfolio? And they'll be like, no, you
remember
sold
that
it.
Contract you signed?
You sold it, you idiot. We now they you. Have the money. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's going on.
That's
if you are
wild.
A brewery out there and you understand NFTs better than me, then please get at us, because I wouldn't mind doing the same shit.
I mean, honestly, there's a bunch of brands that we could definitely put on there that would sell.
Hell yeah. So yeah, that's all I got for that one.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, yeah, I need to remember that acronym, because it does keep coming up and I keep seeing it, unfortunately, the most on like TikTok and shit, because then it's like literally some 14-year-old making, like, you know, cool like anime art or some shit like that. And then it's like, boom, there's $4 million and she's set for a long ass time. So
yeah, liquidate that quick before people realize what they're doing. Ay, ay, ay.
Let's see. So can you enlighten us on the whole ball can thing going on?
So I've been hearing a lot about like rumors on it. Let me do a quick little search.
Because it seems like this crazy minimum that they've put in place, but I don't know who that affects and who's buying. How many different companies are there to buy cans from? So a shitload or only a couple?
There's not really a lot. And you find a lot of people creating like third tier distributor groups, like in between the big guys and the little guys, right? Mm. So, I mean, with that, they are one of the biggest, if not the biggest. They're almost the industry standard, right?
It's the same ones who make the mason jars and stuff too, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, putting liquid in a thing. That's been their thing for forever.
A long ass time.
Yeah. So, I've heard that their new minimums are astronomical.
I mean, it's like insane. I could possibly pull it up fast, but I mean... just from looking, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, it just seems like a lot.
On everything I'm finding right now, I mean, they're planning a new new can plant, a $290 million facility. Hmm. So maybe the lack of that being up and running could be causing things. But I mean, it's all subjective, right? So while, you know, we're a very, very small operation, for those of you listening out there, I mean, we don't do a lot of canning. You know, we do enough to keep our tap room satisfied and that's about it. So we're not dropping like, you know, hundreds of pallets of cans at a time.
1 million pieces per SKU.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So like some quick math. Let me see what I can do here. So 1 million, right? Divided by 24. You guys are listening to live time math. I don't know how we can make this more exciting for you.
And that's printing them too. So is like... Not everyone gets them printed.
No, I mean, you have options. You can either label them yourself, which is a very small-time operation. You can do, like, shrink-wrapped ones. Mm-hmm. But to get printed, you typically have to hit certain minimums. So this new minimum of 1 million roughly translates to 41,666 cases. Or roughly, let's see here. Yeah, or that's roughly almost 6,000 barrels worth of liquid.
Oh, my God.
Which is more than what a lot of breweries in the U.S. do in a year. And that's per SKU,
Yeah, per SKU.
That's insane. There are other options out there. I don't think the ones that are buying in that big of a bulk are really going to be that concerned about it. But then again, I've never worked on that scale of having to like worry about supply chains with stuff like that. So,
yeah.
That is crazy, though.
It just seemed like a lot. So I just wasn't sure if that affected... smaller people, if that's
got to be a good number of people right in the middle there that are on the precipice of like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's say it was 500,000 cans per SKU beforehand. Mm-hmm. I mean, that might already be a big.
Pushing it.
Yeah. So maybe they're getting, you know, upwards of 5 to 10 runs out of one order of cans.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anyone like in that area or that like kind of space of brewing capacity that could probably hurt a lot of people with. They just don't have the capital put down on that sort of inventory.
Or just the storage alone. I mean, even if they had the capital to do it, I mean, that takes a lot of fucking room.
Absolutely.
You already have your product moving in and out, so.
Yep. Well, if that's affecting you out there, we're really sorry to hear that. But you have options. Look out. Keep doing other things. Actually, with that being said, that was actually an excuse of I found on My News 13. I'm not going to say who it is. But there is a local brewery in our area, Orlando, that actually made the news. Orlando Brewery to increase prices as cost of cans go up. The cost of craft beer may soon go up after Ball Corp, one of the largest aluminum can producers in the country, announced it would soon increase its prices. So-and-so of So-and-so Brewing Company, who I will not bring up, said because of the rise in can and grain costs, she will need to increase her prices for the first time since she opened her Orlando Brewery 5 years ago. Which I get. I mean, everyone kind of needs a scapegoat. But I mean, even inflation, you should probably be like tacking up your prices over 5 years anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know. That's kind of, isn't that like business 101? That like kind of
prepare for stuff like that? Look, I won't say who or how they should be running their operation.
No. But you prep for the worst.
You scale.
It scales.
Cost of grain doesn't go up that much. I buy it too. It's not that much. But all I'm saying is... you know, from there, maybe it's a PR thing to where, like, people are a lot more sympathetic when, you know, they're passing the price from one part of the industry to the consumer.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a story behind it, it may just look like you're being a greedy dick. But
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But maybe like, oh, it's cans or, man, we had to get new boots or something. Like, then, yeah, could be... a little more empathetic from the consumer standpoint. So
we had to get new boots.
Yeah.
The brewery cat had to go to the vet.
Yeah. She had all tons of more brewery cats. So yeah, that's thanks for the natural segue into the other one. Segue.
Let's see. So kind of super sad. Oh. If you guys live around Trillium Seaport, prepare for them to be temporarily closed for a good bit of time. They actually had a pretty gnarly fire.
Oh, no.
So that's super sad.
That always sucks, man.
I know. It's one of those things that you just are so terrified of happening. I don't know. Like fire, especially in the middle of the night or shit, scare yeah. the fuck out of me.
There's two things that nature can provide you that scare the shit out of me. One, tornadoes. Two,
hell yeah.
fires. Like lightning, I mean, if you get hit by lightning, that's, I mean,
it's your time.
You're paying
man.
Off some sort of karmic debt at that point. But like hurricanes, prep up, man. Fill the bathtub with water and get some rum.
You have like a week to prepare.
Yeah, like, or on. Like earthquakes.
Yeah,
like that's maybe that's another scary. One, which is a little freaky. But just go outside, or don't. I don't know about earthquakes. But yeah, fire sounds terrifying. So hopefully, like everyone's safe.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the insurance doesn't give them a bunch of shit about it.
Yeah, maybe even check them out online. Maybe they have some type of employee fund or something. Mm-hmm. Who knows what they have in place? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Give them a check out.
Go help them out.
Go help them out.
Go help them out. Well, that was a bit of a bummer. Let's bring it up a little bit.
Yeah.
WTOP.com, the WATOP, if you will. I don't know if they call themselves that, but they should. Just did a story on free same-sex weddings and beer at City State Brewing Company. December 18th will mark the 12th anniversary of the District of Columbia's legal recognition of same-sex marriages, and D.C.'s City State Brewing Co. plans a day of free wedding ceremonies in its tap room to recognize the date. City State is also releasing Equal Marriage Dark Wheat Beer to mark the occasion. That is super fucking dope,
that's
you guys.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
That's so, super cool.
That's pretty cool. So if you're in that area, and this will probably, I don't know, this will come out before. Yeah, you only have a few days to get to D.C. to get married if you guys are looking. So, or girls. So. Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun.
That was a good idea. And, yeah. I mean, unique, too, because, I mean, sounds like they're the only ones really doing that. I haven't heard of anything else. So
neither have I.
It's very nice of you.
Let's see. What else you got?
I think we've already told you guys this, but just for another follow-up reminder, the Untappd What the Fuck that we followed and pulled shit from, remember that they're Pilsner-ish now.
Yeah, go follow them.
So go follow them for some more funnies.
We're going to be having them on at some point in the future, too.
Yeah.
They reluctantly agreed after much pestering. some other ones as far as follow-ups go, too. The McKellar story is still kind of developing.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously turned foot on the owner, and they were like, no, you knew. So he was saying that like they didn't know anything about anything, but
harassment up.
Reports from HR basically stated they knew about stuff as far back as 2017. Obviously, this caused a lot of controversy with the McKellar Beer Fest. And now the biggest thing as far as retribution for that goes is I'm pretty sure it was Three Floyds they used to have a joint brand of. With McKellar, they've now pulled out business from them entirely. So they've kind of abandoned their longstanding project that they, had been working on. So yeah, good for them for actually doing the right thing and kind of just getting rid of a caustic partnership there. So,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for now. Like I said, really quick one for you guys today. We will gear up. We will get you guys some awesome information starting next year. So, and again, we cannot thank you enough for all the love that we've been receiving. It's super fucking cool.
It's been a pretty epic year, honestly.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of feedback, a lot of, invites to even events and stuff that we didn't think were going to come out of this. So, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Two Dumb Dumbs with Microphones. Just jammer on about stuff that we probably shouldn't be talking about. So,
me laughing too hard in the microphone. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, fuck off, Chris.
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, happy holidays to you guys. Everyone stay safe out there. Do the right thing. Be nice to each other. And have a happy new year. And we'll see you next year.
All the cheers and all the beers.
It'll be 2020. Toodles. Dead. Dead.